This is the Bloomberg Black Business Beat. The banking industry is working hard to try to earn the trust of black households. Research from the McKinsey Institute for Black Economic Mobility shows that avoiding banks is costing black families money and could be a key contributor to the racial wealth gap. That's why firms like Greenwood could make a big difference. It's a black-owned financial institution helping to bring more black families into banking, and it's reinvesting in the black community. Ryan Glover is co-founder and chairman of Greenwood and talked to me about some of the creative ways his firm gives back.
When our members create an account through Greenwood, it provides potentially five meals to a food insecure family through Gooder. Each time you make a purchase, Greenwood rounds up the spare change to support HBCUs through the UNCF.
Glover's Greenwood co-founders are rapper and activist Killer Mike and former Atlanta mayor and U.S. ambassador Andrew Young. I'm Bloomberg's Justin Milliner on the Black Business Beat.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and a member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect that of the staff and management of Good Karma Brands, but are the sole responsibility of the host and guests of this particular show.
America may have many, many days, but they will be full of trouble. There will be no rest. There will be no tranquility in this country. Until a nation comes to terms with our problems.
Bringing you social and political commentary from his mouth to your ears. Breaking down the issues which matter to you.
You are not put here to be a white man's footstool. You are put here to represent the very best in God's word.
Legendary civil rights icon, the Reverend Jesse Jackson in the studio. Reverend Jackson, how are you?
Mr. Reverend, good morning on this chilly Milwaukee morning.
And I am pleased to have one of the founding members of the Black Panther Party, Chairman Bobby Seale. Mr. Chairman, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
From Mr. Eric Holder. Mr. Holder, so good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, man. How you been? It's been a long time. I haven't seen you for a while.
The Dr. Cornel West. Dr. West, how are you, sir?
My dear brother, you're so kind. You're so generous. So, man, but I salute you and the work that you were doing there. Doing a magnificent job there in Wisconsin.
Stream live on 1017thetruth.com. Call in with your questions or comments. 833-212-1017. Join us on social media at 1017thetruth. It may not be what you expect to hear, but I will definitely give you what you need to know. Are you ready for the truth?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Sherwin Hughes.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. So after yesterday's program, I hung out here for a little bit, which is rare for me because usually when I'm done on air, I hightails it out of here because, you know, I've had enough for one day. But yesterday, I decided to stick around. I was going to grab some lunch from one of the many wonderful and delicious restaurants here at the 3rd Street Market Hall. If there's one thing I can say about this place, the food here slaps, and I have to walk past all of it when I leave every day to go to the parking structure to get in my vehicle. So I got to walk past all the restaurants, paper plane pizza, Kampali tacos, Dog City hot dogs. What's the other one? Jack's Barbecue. It's a Peruvian joint that sells chickens. They got a place with foot-long mozzarella sticks. They got all of the things. So I decided I was going to get some food and just hang out for a little bit. Well, at the time that I am sitting in, like, we have a little common area outside of our studios and the production studios where the hosts and producers, we all can get together and be social. And I see my colleague, Steve Scafidi, longtime host over at TMJ. Steve is actually a friend of mine. And his politics are not, he's a conservative fella, former mayor of Oak Creek, conservative fella, but he's a non-Trumper. He's okay with me then. So we're all right. So we're chopping it up. And all of a sudden we see MPS Superintendent Keith Posley sitting at one of the tables at the common area out here at Good Karma Brands here at the 3rd Street Market Hall. And he's waiting to be interviewed. So I don't know why they do this. Tell me why they do this. Why do African-American leaders, when they have an opinion to express or if they want to talk to an audience, why do they go over to TMJ first? You would think now that the MPS superintendent, Dr. Keith Posley, let me be abundantly clear. I've got a lot of respect for the man and I could not do his job. I would not ever want to do his job because it's a lose-lose situation because of the condition that our city is in. The fact that the MPS school board cares very little about the children because of the funding issues that they have and all those other associated things, a lot of that stuff falls on his shoulders. And I can go back several superintendents and they'll all tell you the same thing. It is impossible as a superintendent to get anything done for the children because the leadership is all jacked up. So Superintendent Posley is sitting out in the common area. He's got a fella with him and a lady. The fella's name is Willie Jude. Willie Jude, I come to find out, is the head of the MPS Foundation, Community Foundation, Special Foundation, MPS Community Foundation, something. Very nice guy, very polished. And then there was a lady. What? Somebody just texted me the name of that lady. Hold on. Let me get to that lady name. She's wearing a yellow jacket. I should post a picture on Twitter. I did a snipe. You guys know what a snipe is? A snipe is when you take a picture of somebody when they're not looking. You shouldn't do that. I know. But if we're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. And I'll snipe all of you. I'll take pictures of anybody I want to. So as we're sitting around, me and Steve Scafidi are talking. Superintendent Posley's at the table next to us with Willie Jude. And they're talking about just making small talk, basically. And Steve Scafidi's like, yeah, the referendum's going to fail. And I don't know if Scafidi recognized that the superintendent was literally sitting right next to him. And Steve was like, yeah, that's going to fail. It's not going to look, doesn't look good for them. He's going on and on. I'm just like, ooh, this is awkward. And I'm sure the superintendent Posley knows what my position is. I work in this city. I live in this city. I was educated in this city. I'm a property taxpayer in this city. I'm a homeowner in this city. I'm a sales taxpayer in this city. I'm an investor in this city. I'm a stakeholder in this city. I have my opinions based upon my connection and commitment to this city. I've thought about leaving this city, but I didn't. So I'm here. And if I'm here, I'm going to have my opinions on things, but I'm going to qualify my opinions with fact. That being said, Steve Scafidi just going on and on and on. Oh, yeah, it's going to fail. I'm like, oh, this is uncomfortable. As I'm eating my vegan chicken wings. Then all of a sudden, the lady who was with Superintendent Posley and Willie Jude gets up, walks away to we have a little hallway, a little corridor over by the closet. She kind of walked away, separated herself from Steve Scafidi. Oh, it's over. It's done for. It's going to fail. And then you got Dr. Posley, you got Willie Jude, and this woman wearing a yellow jacket gets up, kind of walks where she can have a little privacy. And she pulls out her cell phone and she makes a phone call. Now, she could have been calling anyone for any reason. And I also believe that that woman is Superintendent Posley's assistant. Now, keep in mind, Superintendent Posley and Willie Jude, who is the head of the MPS Foundation, the foundation of MPS Foundation, MPS Consulting Foundation consultant, are going to do a show with my other colleague, Greg Matzik has a show on WTMJ, the Midday News, and it's 11 to 1. Don't worry. if you don't listen to it, you're not missing much because my show is way better. Sorry, Greg, I love you, but come on. And so Keith Posley and Willie Jude are waiting to go on Greg's show. And it makes me wonder, like, that's the wrong audience. Because a lot of TMJ listeners are suburbanites or people that at least that live not just outside the city of Milwaukee. Well, they have some Milwaukee listenership. I don't know. A lot of it is suburban, and a lot of it is Waukesha County, Washington County, Ozaukee County, et cetera, et cetera. So I wonder, and because we caught the mayor doing this before, too. A couple of times, the mayor would go on Steve Scafidi's show when Steve's show was on at the same time as mine from 9 until noon, and Cavalier Johnson would go on WTMJ to talk to that conservative listenership, but then would not come and talk to us. And I'm just trying to figure out, is it respect? Do they not respect? And here's the thing. They don't have to respect me, my program. They don't have to respect you all. I wish they would. They don't have to respect 101.7 The Truth, but what we talk about and what we discuss makes waves. We will not be ignored whether you talk to us or not. We're still going to have these conversations, you see. So Keith Posley and Willie Jude, who's the head of the MPS Foundation, Community Consulting, are sitting out there. Steve Scafidi is going on and on about how he thinks that the referendum will fail. And Steve Scafidi does not live in Milwaukee. He lives in Oak Creek, where he was the former mayor. And so this woman who was sitting with superintendent wearing a yellow jacket, I'll post a picture in Hughes Views if you're so inclined. Hughes Views is the Facebook group that corresponds with this program. So the things that we discuss here, articles, links, information, I'll post in Hughes Views on Facebook. She makes a phone call, this woman in this yellow jacket. And then she comes back and sits down. Well, then we come to find out, for over 2 weeks now, Milwaukee Public School Board Director Aisha Carr thought her referendum town hall meeting was going to be held at Washington High School. However, just hours before the meeting was scheduled to start, it was canceled. Now, I don't know for certain, but I have a feeling that when Superintendent Posley and his assistant heard Steve Scafidi going on and on and on about the fact that the referendum was going to fail, I think a phone call was made, and Aisha Carr's town hall meeting that she told us about when she was here last week, which I posted the press release and the information about the two town hall meetings in Hughes View's Facebook group. All of a sudden, last minute, those meetings were canceled. Now, I don't know if the phone call that woman in that yellow jacket who appeared to be Superintendent Posley's assistant, if she was the one that canceled the meeting, but something ain't right. Wouldn't you want that kind of engagement from people in our community going to Washington High School at a perfect time, 5:30 until 7:30, because that gives people enough time to get home from work, to have discussions with our community about this referendum is going to do? Because here's the thing, I got to make this abundantly clear. I am not anti-public education. I have only gone to public schools, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and universities my entire life. I know that we are better as a people, a society, a city, a state, a country, and a world if we fortify and support public education. But what you can't do is refuse to make necessary improvements that we know are proven to work in other places and use the poor performance of our students as a financial grift. That's Trump stuff. And I pay property taxes. I don't like to pay them, but I have to, because guess what happens if I don't pay my property taxes? I have to live with you, Alex. I'll be sleeping on Alex's couch, and I walk around in my underwear a lot. I got to pay the property taxes because they'll take my house from me. So fine. What am I getting from my property taxes? Oh, nothing? Well, then I'm going to have some issues with that. I'm going to take a break. Come back. We're going to talk to Vienna. Case Going Housing Authority. So we just... they don't even care what I'm talking about. They just call with stuff. That's fine. No, that's fine. Vienna, hang on. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk to you about something entirely unrelated. But that's what we do here on The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, which you are listening to. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app,
and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
For over 2 weeks now, Milwaukee Public Schools Board Director Aisha Carr thought her referendum town hall meeting was going to be held at Washington High School. Quote, "And I know there were concerns about the topic at hand," Carr explained. "It was canceled by the district just hours before it was set to begin. I've had issues in the past with scheduling, but I have never had anything quite like this," Carr said. She shared the permit needed to use the space with TMJ4's Megan Lee, as well as an email sent by Washington High School's principal. In the email, the principal said, quote, "So the 27th would be a great day to have the event because we are on spring break. So there's no kids in the building. This is perfect. Building is empty," which a lot of MPS schools are, by the way, even when it's not spring break. But then all of a sudden, the meeting was canceled. Now, I don't know the details of it, but I know that I am very concerned, as a lot of you are as well, the lack of transparency. Like, what's really going on in MPS? Because we're at a point now, you can't lie to us anymore. When I did a non-scientific survey or poll yesterday just to the co-workers here at 1017 The Truth, for those of you that don't know, we are an African-American-themed radio station. We have all Black hosts. And a lot of Black people work here. There's some non-Black people here too. But Alex, you're invited to everything we do. We need to know if we're going to be invited to your stuff, Alex. I don't know. You might not invite us to the barbecue. But I asked my colleagues here at 1017 The Truth. And a lot of folks here are young. Dr. Ken, myself, and Tori were the oldest. Dr. Ken was probably born about 1860. Dr. Ken was born a slave. Then there's me. I'm 49. And then Tori is a year or two younger than I am. But the most of the people, and our general manager, who is a generation extra as well, but most people that work here are younger folk. And so the question is, because I know we've been saying it a lot, we've been hearing it a lot, the Milwaukee Public School children and graduates are Milwaukee's future workforce. Of all the people that work here at 1017 The Truth, our general manager, our content directors, our producers, our hosts, our marketing consultants. There's even people that work here. I don't even know what they do. Like, three people went to MPS. So the bottom line is MPS graduates are not the future workforce of the city of Milwaukee, or at least not here. And it was shocking to me because you would think at a relatively new African-American themed radio station where African-Americans are the numeric demographic majority in this city, you would think that at a place like this, the majority of the people that work here, quite honestly, Good Karma Brands as a whole, you would think that MPS graduates would be the future workforce or the workforce of a corporation like Good Karma Brands. They are not. And there's probably good reason for that. So this is also a cause for concern and another focus that we need to have. Why aren't MPS graduates working in managerial position? Because somebody said yesterday, and they were being facetious, I know, oh, all the MPS graduates are working at Walmart. That's not fair to say that. Some of those people went to the Racine Unified School District, some of our Walmart workers here. Racine people are real good for working at Walmart. They are. They're bred for it. I can say that about Racine because they're slightly out of our listening area. Well, Benjamin is from Racine. I know he ain't going to like that, but Benjamin is probably somewhere asleep. That's fine. But shouldn't that be a cause for concern if we are under the impression that our undying and unwavering support for MPS is to foster and support the future workforce of the city of Milwaukee? I think the future workforce of the city of Milwaukee is going to come from, like, St. Francis, West Milwaukee, West Dallas, Brown Deer, Glendale, Waukesha County, Germantown, West Bend. I don't know if the future of this city's workforce is actually people that are born, raised, and educated here in the city of Milwaukee. So we need to fix that. So when it comes to the NPS referendum in the school district, we just need to know what y'all are doing. Because if you just tell us the truth of what's going on, we won't be mad for long. We'll be mad a little bit when you just uncover all the things you guys are actually doing, like how they played us with the $87 million referendum in the year 2020. And we all voted for that. Like 80% of us voted yes for that. I thought it was a one-time cash infusion of $87 million because during the early days of the pandemic, we didn't know how bad it was going to get. And in some cases, it got worse than we thought. In other cases, I think we overshot our target when it came to COVID. But that's $87 million every single year that they are getting. So we didn't just vote on a one-time $87 million referendum back in 2020. That's every single year. And if you do that math, that's close to like $400 million, $340, $350 million that they have received since we voted on that referendum. Now they're asking for $252 more, which, okay, let me not freak out about that. Just tell us what you're going to do. And when we ask them, like, well, the art teachers, do y'all know that they can't find teachers? There's a teacher shortage. So what they're doing is they're saying, oh, we have a teacher shortage. Give us $250 million more dollars and we'll all automatically find teachers. The district had to hire almost 160 teachers from around the world because they can't find teachers in America because there's a national teacher shortage. For $252 million, you could probably 3D print a teacher or have an AI teacher. Why don't we just have AI teachers? Just have a robot in the front of class and you could just program the robot and a robot will be made out of metal. So if the kids get unruly and they try and punch the robot teacher, it'll hurt their little kid hands. It'll be a robot. Beady, beady, beady. I'm the teacher. Beady, beady. It probably wouldn't sound like that. Or get a robot teacher. Because then you ain't, because a robot teacher won't call in sick. A robot teacher won't need a substitute. Just put a metal robot up there. I'm the math danger. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm actually doing the robot dance, even though I don't think. Because now they have robots that look like people. Have you ever seen the sex dolls, Alex? They look just like real ladies.
Never in person.
Me either. I heard they're expensive, though. But if you get a robot teacher, then you don't have to worry. You just got to charge it. It's got a USB cord probably hanging out the butt. Because if you're going to have a robot teacher, why not have the USB cord hanging out the butt? Because that would be extremely funny.
Sit down, children. I need to charge.
I got drugs in my booty.
Let's talk to the caller. You're on 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
What's going on, Professor Hughes? How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Well, I think maybe you forgot when it comes to your hiring practice. You frequently said you guys kind of on the fly called each other. So I think, you know, there are probably some good media people that live in Milwaukee that went to NPS that are on television, for example.
Who?
58, WTMJ. So you're a little bit inaccurate with
TMJ.
That.
Well, no, all them people are from out of state, brother.
I'm saying, are you saying there are actually no qualified media people that could be sitting in the same seat that you guys, because you knew each other and word of mouth sometimes gets you hired, right?
I didn't get hired because I didn't know anybody at Good Karma Brands.
I thought you said somebody called you or Tory Lowe called you or something. I think you said that before and said there's a new station and, you know, and you said you were.
Myself, Jason Fields and Dr. Ken got on a three-way call because we saw an article in the journal Sentinel where they pictured our general manager, Sheree Harris. They did a feature article on her saying that she was the new general manager of a Black Talk radio station. So Dr. Ken, Jason, and I got on the phone, and we all said we had never heard of this radio station before ever. That is how that conversation started. In fact, I was the last one hired. They weren't even going to hire me.
You guys probably make more than, say, Jerron on Channel 12, or, you know, I think those guys probably make more money than you guys on radio.
It depends. There's some radio people. Put it this way.
And they're NPS students.
Okay. Well, put it this way. There's a guy named Vince Vetrano and another woman named Julia Fellow and another woman named Jessica Tai. Jessica Tai was over at CBS 58. Julia Fellow was over at TMJ for like 10 years. And Vince Vetrano was over on Channel 4 News for 20 years because he used to anchor with Susan Kim. All three of them work here. So the money is actually here. If you leave TV and to come to radio.
Like Mike Andrews. And I mean, I don't know what schools these people went to, but some of them I think are from Milwaukee. Jerron.
I can't think of his name right now. The guy on Channel 12.
There's probably hundreds of people, I'm sure, that work in Milwaukee media. I bet single-digit percentages are actually from here and went to MPS.
Mm-hmm.
The point I was trying to make is that the future of Milwaukee's workforce is not educated, and at least right now. Maybe 30 years ago, yes. 40 years ago, absolutely. Mm-hmm. 50 years ago, certainly. But right now, the future of Milwaukee's workforce is not educated in MPS, and there's a reason for that. They're maybe educated in Milwaukee, but they didn't go to North Division High School. Hello?
We'll see. I'm just thinking that I know at least one lady from 58 went to King, and I know that's a bad example for you.
Brother, we all know one person that went to King. Hell, Lena Taylor went to King. Lena Taylor's a judge, so there you go.
Lena Taylor went to King. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of King graduates who are doing fantastic things. So I don't like to use those because I know you don't consider that as part of MPS because it's
totally a part of MPS, but it's overrated.
I'll have to do more. I was really just calling to say good morning. I have to do more research on the number of people because I don't think you've actually researched the number of black media people in Milwaukee who went to MPS.
There's not a lot of black media people in Milwaukee. And I know all of them.
Well,
tell you what, do your research, and I'll be happy to hear your findings.
Because I know you didn't ask them what high school they went to. Maybe you did.
I'll make a bet with you right now on air in front of God and everybody else that the number of current media personalities and support staff in Milwaukee that are black. I got to throw that in there.
Black.
Less than 10% of them have been educated at MPS. I got to be more specific. Less than 10% of them went to a Milwaukee public high school. They may have gone to a MPS elementary school or middle school, but they either went to high school somewhere in the suburbs or went to a private school. So let me know what you come up with.
That sounds like a good bet.
And here's what the stakes are.
We're not doing no stakes now. Just betting.
The stakes of the bet, man. Ain't nobody buying you no steak because, first of all, you're going to lose.
I didn't say nothing about a steak.
It'll be a gentleman's agreement.
How about that? Since you're on air, can we go with on-air personnel?
That's actually going to hurt your cause, but yeah, sure.
So see, I mean, because I don't know, but I was just thinking that some of these guys, because of the way they talk about the city, are more knowledgeable than some of you guys.
Oh,
not you personally.
That's because they've got
some people that work on the station.
They have a team of researchers. Brother, you're going to be very disappointed. Pretty much all of the anchors you see on TV news, none of them are from Milwaukee. Zero.
Okay.
That one I'll stand on. Ain't none of them from here. The black ones? Oh, no. Okay.
And I'll stand corrected on this one, you know. Right. I can't be 100% correct when I'm calling.
No.
I usually don't call you unless I know I'm correct, and I may be wrong on this one. So
all right.
I'm going to go and see what I can find.
Good luck. May the force be with you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, the caller. Ain't no TV anchors, black TV anchors in Milwaukee from here. He thinks they're knowledgeable about Milwaukee. No, they got people to research and produce their shows. Why don't we do this? Because Miss Nikki's been hanging on for a while. Hi, Miss Nikki. How are you?
Good morning, Sherwin, and thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in because I was actually at the school board meeting last night. And the fact that the meeting was moved from Washington High School to that last minute location where Aisha Carr had to do that, I was a little upset, mainly because I live around the corner from Washington High School. And the thing about this that upsets me the most, Sherwin, is that everyone that was in that room wasn't even against the referendum. You had a really nice mix of individuals. You had individuals that was for the referendum. You had individuals that was against the referendum, and you have individuals there that was seeking knowledge. And the way that the meeting was canceled, right, it made me raise an eyebrow. Because if for me, I'm a strong no on the referendum. But if I was on the bubble and I wasn't exactly sure, the way that MPS handled that would have made me vote no for the referendum because it's making me feel as if there's something that's being hidden. Right, especially with the information that was provided, Sherwin, and I have to say this. I've been owning my home in that same district for about 20 years, and this is the first time that I have been to a town hall meeting discussing anything related to NPS. And it was a very thorough and informational meeting. And I am so sad for those individuals that did not have the transportation or the ability to pivot, to change their locations at a moments of time. But it didn't work because people were there. So I just wanted to kind of call in about that. And again, Aisha, she educated us. I found out some information about just my district in general that I never would have known if I would not have attended that meeting, which is going to cause for me from this point moving forward to keep my eyes on NPS and stand up more and advocate on the behalf of our children. So I just wanted to make sure that I put that out there. And Aisha Carr, Director Carr, is doing an awesome job. And I don't know how many people from the school, school board may be listening, but we're going to support her. We got her back. She is for us and she's for the kids, and we support her 100%. Thank you so much, Sherwin.
Thank you, Ms. Nikki. I appreciate your call. I'm very glad that you attended that town hall meeting. And it was terribly unfortunate and incredibly disrespectful that at the last minute, a school that had no kids in it because they're on spring break decided to cancel Aisha's meeting. But I also think this is a broader statement about how they feel about African-American voters and constituents. Oh, if you cancel the meeting, the Negroes won't show up. They won't go to an alternative location. Oh, yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
According to a release from the NPS Office of Board Governance, they were made aware of the potential town hall meetings this week and said that no town hall meetings were scheduled due to NPS being on spring break, which we know is not true because Aisha had all the documents and paperwork approving the town hall, including a meeting from the principal saying it would be a good idea because no kids are in the building. It's very unfortunate because it really looks bad on the district, Director Carr said. The logistics were messed up. Nevertheless, Carr was able to meet with the community and show what she believes are faults within the district's budget. I am concerned that this is going to be a referendum that is going to be allocated inequitably and that we're going to be back up for another referendum in 3 years. And that just speaks to the lack of transparency and not having a clear, comprehensive plan. And I believe that because they asked for a referendum 4 years ago. And then 4 years later, of course, they're asking for this one. So I believe her. Because she actually has access to the budget. She creates the budget. She's one of the many members of the NPS school board. So I believe her when she tells us this information. And also Aisha Carr has proven to be an ally to us and to working class people and to black people and to children and to students since she entered public life. And quite honestly, before that, because she is one of the rare examples, she was, in fact, a classroom teacher. Her curriculum was different. The way she instructed children when she was in the classroom is what we want other teachers to do. She reinforced who they were, and she got in a lot of trouble for that. A lot of trouble for that. And they used to discipline her for doing all sorts of things because she was leading the next generation of African American children. Because to be in leadership in this city, you got to be sharp as iron because you have to know the history of why we still lag behind. And I'm not going to go into all the details of how we lag behind all these other cities and income and employment and mass incarceration. I've been doing that for over a decade. Y'all know. But in order to help guide us away from that, because there are generations in this city right now that are lost. And I know that people don't like to hear that, but there's sizable numbers of people that slipped through the cracks. And I hate to say that. But we cannot help everybody. But what we can do is to make sure that 25 or 30 years from now, we are not dealing with these exact same issues. And that's why it's hard to get people involved and engaged, because you want to see change right now. You guys want the summer of 2024 to have less gun violence and to have less car theft and to have less crime. And maybe there's some proactive things that we can do, but what we really can be focused on is to make sure this stuff is not happening 25 and 30 summers from now. This is where we have to put together the strategies and the plans and start doing budgeting so we can have the necessary services to prevent these things from happening in the future, including making a better world for people that are not yet here. And that's a tough one as well, because a lot of folks are selfish. They want things to be better for themselves now. Mothers will be able to tell you this. They are preparing their children for a world that mothers may not even be around to see. You are preparing your child for adult life so they can be independent, so they can be self-sufficient. We have to prepare people for a world that we may never see. I didn't make climate change happen. I didn't do it. I probably didn't make it better, but I didn't cause it. Now we are starting to see the effects of it. The unusual weather patterns. Like, y'all remember that day, it was maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, where it was like 70 degrees and then 24, 36 hours later, it was 30 degrees. Then the snowfall that we got out of nowhere, like there's going to be more and more of that. Now, again, I didn't cause it, but I have a responsibility to do my part to lessen severe climate change for the future. I already feel very embarrassed. Let me tell you why I feel embarrassed. Some years from now, they're going to study this moment in American history right now, including and leading up to what is going to happen in our fair city of Milwaukee during the Republican National Convention. I don't know if y'all appreciate how disastrous that has the potential to be, especially because the city of Milwaukee, in all of their infinite genius, has created a website. I believe it's milwaukee.gov/RNC, if I'm not mistaken, where if you want to march, demonstrate, or protest Donald Trump's being nominated by the Republican Party here in our city, you have to sign up to speak. And the city of Milwaukee is going to send you a time slot. They're also going to create the routes if you want to march and if you want to demonstrate. They're going to create the route. They're going to give you your time slot to speak. And oh, here's the best part. The time slots to speak. And all of this is government overreach curtailing our right to free speech. Here's the thing about free speech that most people don't understand. Y'all think that free speech means you can say anything you want any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to anybody you want. No, you can't, because if you say certain free speech things, you'll get punched in your free speech mouth. You can't say whatever you want to anybody and not expect consequences. Free speech means the government cannot pass rules, laws, and ordinances that curtail your speech. Some of y'all call this radio show and think you have free speech. Oh, I love those calls. Sherwin. And they always sound like that, too. Sherwin, you have to let me talk because I have free speech. And then my hang up button, my hang up finger. I got a hang up button and I got a hang up. It's like a trigger finger. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to shoot. Oh, I don't. And I can't help it. And I hang up on them. So here's what I'm going to do now. Take a break. Come back. Talk to someone who's going to try and exercise their free speech. So let me get my hang up finger. Let me exercise my hang up finger. Let me stretch it. I got to stretch. I got to make sure it's limber. I got to limber. It's flexible like a gymnast. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be right back.
More of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Our phone number is 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. You can call it. You can text it. Whatever, if you want to say stuff. I'm going to read text messages in a moment. But first, let's talk to Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hello. You know, Sherwin, you know I got free speech. You know that. Keep your finger off that dial. You know I got free speech. And what I don't
Bob, I want to hang up on you already. I already want to hang up on you.
Now, what? Let's get to the point that I was going to talk about. But just understand, I got free speech. You know, I don't understand how people don't know how to read.
Oh, good Lord.
I mean, first grade, I was learning. Second grade, I was confused. But third grade, I was on it. I just pick up a book. I wasn't praying in third grade. I could read. I can't. Now, listen.
In third grade, a little late. Aren't you supposed to be reading before that?
Well, you know, I may have been a little slow, I was.
Yes, you were. You still are. You're slower.
What? You lucky you VIP because I'm good at signifying, and I'm just you VIP, and you a black man. I got to be cool. It's hard, but you know, 2 years ago, you know what, 35th. And around Capitol. And then there's another street that comes in there. I forgot. It goes on a slant.
Atkinson, Roosevelt, Fond du Lac.
It sounds like Roosevelt. Okay. Yeah. Two years ago, I went to a black woman and a black man's house for Thanksgiving. They wanted, I was the only one outside of the family that came. And he was explaining to me how that house was assessed when they bought it, 140, and now they assess it at 60 grand. Man, that was 2 years ago, and it's so sad they're both dead now, because I don't think he could live after she was gone, because they were close. That was just 2 years ago, man. And they were 2 years or 2 years or 3 years older than me. And, you know,
is there a point you had? And I'm sorry that your friends passed away, but is there
the point is, you know, live within your means, whatever it is, make sure them kids know how to read. I mean, my goodness, you got to know how to read. You know, I can't understand how kids don't know how to read.
Bob, what does that have to do with a family that you had Thanksgiving with that's now dead? Make sense.
I can understand their house going down, you know, because I lived in, you know, where Doc Rivers went to school at, and his daddy was coming to our wrestling meet. And he was a policeman, Doc Rivers, your coach, you know. And I can understand the values going down because I went by that my house that I lived in.
You're talking about property value?
Yeah, it was so. I mean, that a three flat went down. It was not. I mean, my old man had that place looking nice, man. My mother had it looking nice. I mean, that was a nice three.
Bob, you ain't got free speech. Your speech is starting to get expensive. This is not. Just you want the kids to be able to read and property values go down. That's what, because I got to sum it up. Because people that are just turning their radios on, they're hearing this and they don't know what planet they're on when they're listening to this. So I need to make what you're saying make sense to people that are listening. And right now.
You know, I got free speech. Now, you know that now.
Bob, that doesn't mean you can say whatever you want that's incoherent. You're messing my show up, man.
Well, you know, I don't want to mess your show
up. Oh, too late for that. It's already down the tubes.
Well, you know.
Wrap it up, man. Wrap up your free speech. Wrap it up now. Put a bow on it now.
Live within your means. If you got two two cars, get rid of one of them. You know, and, you know, because women got to work now. Make sure them kids know how to read, man. They, kids got to know how to read, man. That's terrible.
Thank you, Bob.
I will talk to you.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Sounds good. That's wonderful. Oh, that made sense. If you got two cars, get rid of one of them because women have to work. So that was very, thank you. That was very encouraging. See, that's when I say free speech, that's precisely what I mean. That was, I'm glad he brought up women and working, because I did some research this morning, as I do every morning, because I'm extremely well prepared. And I took a look at different occupations. And I looked at different occupations by gender. Now, I firmly believe that women can do all of the things that men can do, and a woman can do all the things that a man can do while pregnant, unless she's like 9 months, because then y'all can't do a lot. You can't. If, like, women, I think, can be firefighters, but I don't know how you would carry a heavy person out of a burning building, but whatever. And I wouldn't want a woman to be a pregnant firefighter, because that's just, I feel like that's immoral. But women can do a lot of things. Like, she can't be, if she's not showing, I guess she can fight fire. But at like 6 or 7 months, it's getting kind of dicey, because her equipment may not fit as well, whatever. But no, I think that women can do anything that men can do. And a lot of times women do, and they do those things a lot better than us. But we still are like funneling people into certain fields and vocations by gender. And I want to take a look at that in a little while later on in the program, because if we want pure gender equality, then everyone should feel free to pursue whatever career they choose. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. We'll be back for hour two.